Hello and welcome to Come All Ye. I'm Bruce Cameron and you're tuned to Community Radio 2MCE in the central west of New South Wales. We'll start the program today with a bit of a nod to Anzac Day. This is a song that was written by Jim Lowe. He's a New South Wales singer-songwriter. I think he lives in the Blue Mountains these days. This is a song called The Broken Soldier, not sung by Jim, but by Martin Doherty from Wallerawang near Lithgow, with some guitar assistance from Lee Burkett and Simon Watts playing violin. This is the story of William Shirley. Private Shirley was 39 years old when he enlisted. He was a stonemason and a builder. He enlisted at Casula in the south of Sydney, part of the 13th Battalion on the Western Front at Pozieres. He was gassed, came back to the repatriation hospital at Tarramurra, Lady Davidson Rehab Hospital, which is just next to the Ku'ring'i Chase National Park in northern Sydney. And he built or contributed to building a monument in the Ku'ring'i Chase National Park. It's all very interesting, and was a sphinx. He's a sphinx. And the governor at the time in 1931, Sir Philip Game, unveiled the sphinx. And here's a story about Private Shirley.
Dusty bushland trek when we were only kids. We came upon a sandstorm sphinx and some pyramids. On a Sunday outing, we couldn't believe our eyes. A little piece of Egypt under Australian skies. Fashioned in remembrance where the wildflowers grow. By a broken soldier ago. His efforts kept their memory. The years could not condemn those poppy-colored soldiers who won't return again. Did he ever wonder why he didn't die and so become a hero in his country's eyes? In the trenches, the Western Front of fears. The heavy German shelling rang loudly in his ears. He saw the cost of battle, the sacrificial bones. Then damaged and disabled, but grudgingly sent home. Did he ever wonder and so become a hero in this country's eyes. Did he ever wonder why he didn't die? And so become a hero in this country's eyes. And so become a hero in this country's eyes.
Opening Come All Ye Today, the voice of Martin Doherty, the story of Private Shirley, William Shirley, a song written by Jim Lowe. Two tracks now from Dervish, wonderful Irish band. This is, first of all, a song from Northern Ireland called Ballachy Fair. I'll keep the CD going, I think, with an instrumental. The Wedding Feast, Kerry Slide. A Kerry Slide, Kyle Brack Reel and Burns Reel, starting, I think, with a tune called Apples in Winter, but first Ballachy Fair, featuring the lovely voice of Kathy Jordan.
I went to the fair of Ballachy, I bought a wee swag of a pig. I gathered it up in my arms and danced the swaggering jig. And it's high to the top of the heather and high to the butt of the sprig. And high to the bonny wee lassie who danced the swaggering jig. As I went to the fair of Ballachy, I bought a new slip of a pig. And being down with the porse, I whistled the swaggering jig. And it's high to the cups and the saucers, and high to the butter and bread. And high to the bonny wee lassie who danced the swaggering jig. I being down with the porse, I whistled so loud and so shrill. I met all the fairies do tremble that lived around Corcoran's Hill. And it's high to the top of the heather and high to the butt of the sprig. And high to the bonny wee lassie who danced the swaggering jig. Thank you.
Good band. That's Dervish. Good set of tunes. And before that, Kathy Jordan from that band singing Ballahi Fair. All right, dear listeners, cast your mind back to the 1840s. Can't? Oh, all right. Well, I'll tell you about it. That's when Chartism was at its strongest. Working class movement in the UK that was protesting for such ridiculous things as votes for everyone over 21 and secret ballots so that electors or voters weren't sort of exposed. No property qualifications for members of parliament, all that sort of thing. Just out of the question. Ridiculous idea. Well, anyway, a lot of its goals of Chartism have come to pass. And in the 1980s, some considerable time later, Margaret Thatcher was doing a job on the coal mines, particularly in Wales. And a musical group got together in the 1980s to protest Welsh coal mine closures. And they called themselves the Chartists. They recorded a bit, and one of their recordings was uncovered from an old cassette and re-released. This is a song called 1984 from the Chartists.
To the comradeship, to fill a working man with pride. We used to stand together, every one of us side by side. We'd fight as hard as we could, keep the wolves out from the door. But we dropped the latch and let the buggers in 1984. The local Bobby, he used to walk the beat. No need for shields and batons when he controlled the streets. Now in the name of law and order, they stand 1,000 strong or more. It's community policing in 1984. Protect your liberty. Died on the picket line for home and family, and some men scabbed on the Union for a brand new Ford Capri. They sold us down the river to be scabs forevermore, and that's the way of the Union man in 1984. Keep the wolves out from the door, but we keep the latch and let the buggers in. And
1980's Anger in that song. 1984 is the song. The group was the Chartists. Their album was called Cause for Complaint, which is a good song in itself. I think I might have played it on the program at some point. Some music restored in 2024 from an old cassette of that band, because it was recorded sometime before cassettes were all the go. You're listening to Come All Ye, and here's Kate Rusby.
Wife could do in three. With all my heart, the woman she said, that's what you will allow. Tomorrow you'll stay at home in my stead, and I'll go drive the plow. But you must milk, I'll tidy the cow, for fear she will go dry. You must feed the littlest pigs that are within the sty, and you must mind the speckled hen, for fear she'll lay away. And then you must reel the spool of yarn that I spun yesterday. The woman, she took up her staff in her hand, and she went to drive the plough. The old man took up a pail in his hand, and he went to milk the cow. The tidy hinged, and tidy flinched, and tidy broke his nose. And tidy, she gave to him such a big blow, the blood ran to his toes. Ever I will be tidy again, be sore against my will. He went to feed the little pigs that were within the sty. He hit his big head upon the thick beam, and he made his red blood fly. He went to find the speckled hen, for fear she'd lay astray. Forgot to reel the spool of yarn his wife spun yesterday. He swore by the sun, the moon, the stars, the green didn't do a day's work in her life, she'll not be ruled by he. There was an old man who lived in a wood, as you can plainly see. He said he could do as much work in a day as his wife could do in three. With all my heart, the woman, she said, that's what you will allow. Tomorrow you'll stay at home in my stead, and I'll go drive the
traditional words, well, traditional lyrics. They're all traditional words, I suppose, if you think about it. A song called The Old Man. Kate Rusby put the tune to that, and it featured some very crisp mandolin work from Chris Teeley, who's an American mandolinist of renown. John Doyle was playing guitar, and Chris Drever, tenor guitar. She had quite the lineup on that album called Awkward Annie. Did Kate Rusby. Some good songs on it. Here's Sam McGee. Sam McGee, he recorded a long time ago, frequently with his brother Kirk, and together they used to play at the Grand Old Opry. So he's Tennessee-style guitar and banjo. This track is called Hannah. Won't you open the door?
Me, babe, I'm not twice. I'm hungry too. Smell chicken stew, and I only love you, Hannah. Hannah, won't you open the door? Hannah, Hannah, won't you change your manner? It's old Bill Johnson, don't you love him no more? And I plead, 'cause I need that place behind the store where I used to have before. Hannah, oh Hannah, won't you open that door? Crime, singing that old song about summertime, frostbitten feet, nose like a bee. I'm frozen, honey, I want some heat. I love you still, and I always will. Open the door, baby, it's Bill. Hannah, Hannah, won't you open the door? Hannah, Hannah, won't you change your manner? It's old Bill Johnson, don't you love him no more? And I plead, 'cause I need that place behind the store I used to have before.
100 miles away from home.
That's a pretty well-known song, and I have several versions of it on different recordings, but I think that's the only one that features didgeridoo. That's from John McCutcheon's album called Sprout Wings and Fly. McCutcheon playing banjos and a bit of dulcimer on that album, but Zeke Healy playing didgeridoo. Not familiar with Zeke before, but there he is, playing with John McCutcheon. Reuben had a train. You're listening to Come All Ye, and most weeks we have a featured album. This week, no exception. An album called Her By Design is the featured album today. It's a 2025 release by the Scottish, although born in Yorkshire, singer, guitarist Jen Butterworth. Jen Butterworth performed at the 2025 Australian National Folk Festival with Will Pound. A lot of her recordings feature collaborations, and indeed performances feature collaborations. She's been in various groups and duos and trios and so forth. This album, that's our featured album today, Her By Design, is styled a solo album, but typically she has almost 10 collaborators featuring on various tracks. Jen Butterworth herself sings and provides her own backing vocals on some tracks. She's a very good guitarist, we'll hear that. She plays mandolin and mandola as well. She's based in Glasgow. She grew up in Dumfries and Galloway in southern Scotland and moved to Glasgow to study a music degree at the University of Strathclyde, and she stayed in Glasgow because of the thriving music scene there. The first track we'll hear, you might be familiar with this one, it's called Little Sparrow. Jen Butterworth, featured album today, Her By Design.
And courts some other. That's the love they have for you.
The Little Sparrow, an old song given new life there by Jen Butterworth on our featured album today on Come All Ye, called Her by Design. Jen Butterworth from Glasgow, a great collaborator, as I said earlier, on this album. There are some very fine musicians, Sinead Aitken, Kirsty Orton, Patsy Reed and Alan, I always do that, Patsy Reed and Alice Allen, James Lindsay, Lewis Abbott, Sini Jakob's daughter, Kia Long, Tom Gibbs, some of them more familiar than others to regular listeners of this program. So more from Jen Butterworth in just a little while, but I'm going to play two tracks now from the Celtic Fiddle Festival, and that's pretty much the name of the group. This one features a Northumbrian pipe tune. Well, it's a Northumbrian pipe tune, but it's played on guitar by Jed Foley. So he's got not a lot to do with a fiddle festival except play guitar, and he does it well. The rest of the outfit are Kevin Burke, Christian Lemaitre, Jed Foley, of course, and Andre Brunet. And we'll hear them in full flight with a track following this guitar solo. I'll tell you what the tunes are at the end of the two tracks. Thank you. very smooth ending there from the group calling themselves Celtic Fiddle Festival. First of all, Jed Foley played a tune called Sir Sidney Smith's March. It sounds very classical, doesn't it? And there was a rumour at one point that it was really composed by Handel, George Frederick Handel. But it wasn't. It was composed by a fellow named James Hook. And he wrote it in honour of William Sidney Smith, who was an admiral around the same time as Nelson. And they were fighting the same foe, namely Napoleon Bonaparte. But Nelson got the lollies. James Hook decided that William Sidney Smith wasn't sufficiently well recognised, so wrote a rather good tune, played there very nicely by Jed Foley on guitar. Then some tunes in a set played by the group, who I'll tell you again, were Kevin Burke, Christian Lemaitre, Jed Foley and Andre Brunet. The House of Hamel, which was an Ed Reavy tune, Austin Tierney's and Twilight in Port Roe. I think that last one was Twilight in Port Roe, and it had some Quebecois footstepping in it. And Port Roe is a long way from Quebec. It's in Tipperary, I think. Well, moving on. Next one from Martin Simpson. This is a song called Fair Annie. Listen carefully because it sort of has an almost happy ending, a bit. A former mistress gets left behind because the new bride-to-be is about to arrive. And when she does so, they realise they're sisters. Ooh, trouble.
Come back here, fair Annie, he cries. Come it back into your crown. You must live a maiden's life when I bring my new bride home. But how can I look maiden-like when maiden I am none? For it's 6 bonny boys have I had by you and the 7th coming on. Now you will bake my bread, he says, and you will keep my welcome, my lady gay, when I bring my new bride home. And on the door is hung a silken towel, pinned with a silver pin, that fair Annie, she might wipe her eyes as she goes out near. And 6 months gone and 9 coming on, she has sought the time. She's taken her spyglass all into her hand, and up the high tower she has run. And she has looked east, she has looked west, she's looked all under the sun. And what should she see but Lord Thomas's ship and his bringing of his new bride home? And should I dress in green, she says, or should I dress in black? Or should I go down to the raging main and send my soul to rack? You need not dress in green, says her eldest son, nor need you dress in black. But throw you wide the great hall doors and welcome my father back. Served them with the best of the wine, she has served them all round. But she drank water all from the well for to keep her spirits down. And she has served the long tables with the white bread and the brown. But as she turned her round about so fast the tears fell down, and he has turned him right and round about, and he's laughing amongst his men, saying, like you best, the old lady or the new bride just come home. And she has served them all the livelong day, and she's thought the time all long. So she's taken her flute all into her hand, and up to her bower she has run. And she has fluted east, she has fluted west, she's blown both loud and shrill. She says, I wish that my sons were seven greyhounds, and I was a wolf on the hill. And I wish that my sons were seven young rats running on yon castle wall, and I myself was an old grey cat, how soon I would worry them all. And I wish that my sons there were seven young hares running on yon lily lee, and I myself was a good greyhound, how worried then they would be. Come down the stairs to me, and pray tell me the name of your father dear, and I'll tell mine to thee. Well, King Douglas it was my father's name, and Queen Chattan was my mother. Sweet Mary she was my sister dear, as Prince Henry was our brother. Well, if King Douglas it is your father's name, and Queen Chattan is your mother, then I'm sure that I am your sister dear, as Prince Henry is our brother. And I have seven ships all out upon the sea, they are loaded to the brim, and you shall have the six of them, and the seventh for to carry me home. She'll have the six of them when we've had Lord Thomas burned.
Gets complicated, doesn't it? That's Martin Simpson and Fair Annie. She had a time of it. You're listening to Come All Ye, and another one now from the featured album by Jen Butterworth called Her By Design. Another young lady with issues. This song's called Genie.
Any woman. could entice any woman, and so he has done me, and I never will forget my love on the quay. Down came her father, and he's standing by the door, saying, Jeannie, you are trying the tricks of a whore. From church she was brought home, and when she and her maidens so merry should have been, when she and her maidens so merry should have been, she went into her chamber and she cried all alone. Come to bed now, my honey and my sweet, for to style you my mistress, it would be so sweet. Be it mistress or genie, oh, it's all the same to me. But in your bed, Lord Sultan, I never will lie. And down came her father, she's fallen to the floor, so close down by his knee, saying, Father, look, I'm dying for my love on the quay. The day the genie married was the day the genie died, and the day that yon anarchy died. And then came her maidens, a ringing of their hands, saying, oh, you've been so long, you spent so long on the sands, so long on the sands, so long on the flood. and lead me to the chamber that my love she lies in. And he's kissed her cold lips till his heart has turned to stone, and he's died in the chamber that his love she lies in.
From the featured album, Jen Butterworth gave us a song called Jeannie, which is probably better known as Anahi Gordon. It was recorded with that title, I think, as far back as Mary Black in the 1980s, 70s perhaps. Probably earlier than that, other people recorded it as well, but there we had it as Jeannie. And she wasn't having a good time of it, was she? Fair Annie, before that, came out a little better, from Martin Simpson. We'll hear a song about Kate Kelly in just a little while.
Thank you.
truckers and troopers, they did them pursue, but they cast at their anchors when near them they drew. The noble Kate Kelly, so noble of mien, as she sits on a horse like a true-born queen, she rides through the bush with revolver in hand, well guarded. Protect this lady so bold. May her name be regarded in letters of gold. Though her brothers were outlawed, she loved them full dear, and she hastened to tell them when danger was near. Like true sons of Eastmore, brought up in the wild, amongst forests and mountains and rocky defiles, these four noble fought 10-1, up till death, I am told. One night at Glen Rowan, how awful the doom! Steve Hart and Anne Kelly were burnt in a room. A trooper named Johnson set their house all aflame. To burn these bold outlaws, it was a great shame. The daring Kate Kelly stepped out from the crowd, and for her poor brother she shouted, "Come, Ned, dear brother, come fight while you can, for the flames they have taken the life of poor Dan." The daring Ned Kelly stepped out from the bush, well clad in steel armor, his way he did push. To gain his brave comrades, it was his desire. The troopers soon spied him. Of his mail, well guarded by troopers and landed in jail, convicted of murder which grieved him full sore, and his friends and relations for his life did implore. Come all ye Australians, forget not your praise, bring wild forest flowers to strew all the graves of four daring outlaws whose race it is run.
That's a group from the New England region of northern New South Wales called Maruin, led by Barry MacDonald, whose voice we could hear in the background there. Barry MacDonald and Maruin put out a couple of great albums. That one is called Where the Sunlights on the Dewdrops Shine. And we heard there the story of Kate Kelly, or particularly the episode involving the capture of her brother, Ned Kelly, at Glen Rowan. Before that, a set of schottisches, collected schottisches. You're listening to Come All Ye. I'm Bruce Cameron. I'm pleased you're with me today. If you want to hear the program again, of course, you can. You can listen to it on demand by going to comeallye.com or 2mce.org. Follow a few prompts and you'll find programs going back a long way. And playlists for each program appear on the comeallye.com website within a couple of days, usually, unless I'm away or whatever, or the computer has blown up. So next on Come All Ye, one that I've played a few times, and I'm wrapped in this group. They're called Mandolin Man. They come from Flanders, so they're a Belgian group, Flemish-Belgian group, and this track's called Polka Elwit, and Elwit is a village in Flanders, about 20 kilometres northeast of Brussels. So did you have a nice little polka around the floor there? From Mandolin Man we heard Polka Eluit. And just when you thought things were lightening up on the program, here's another miserable one about a housewife. This is called The Housewife's Lament from the featured album Her by Design by the Glaswegian resident Jen Butterworth.
One day I was walking, I heard a complaint, and I saw a poor woman, the picture of gloom. She gazed at the mud on her doorstep. 'Twas raining, and this was the song as she wielded her broom. Oh, life is a toil, and love is a trouble. Beauty will fade, and the riches will flee. Wages will dwindle, prices will double, and nothing is as I would wish it to be. There's too much of worryment goes to a bonnet, there's too much of ironing goes into a shirt. There's nothing that pays for the time you waste on it. There's nothing that lasts us but trouble and dirt. Oh, life is a toil and love is a trouble. Beauty will fade and the riches will flee. Wages will dwindle, prices will double, and nothing is as I would wish it to be. In March it is mud, it's slush in December, summer breezes are loaded with dust. In fall the leaves litter, in muddy September the wallpaper rots and the candlesticks rust. There are worms on the cherries and slugs on the roses, and ants in the sugar and mice in the pies. The rubbish of spiders no mortal supposes, and ravaging roaches, damaging flies. Oh, life is a toil and love is a trouble. Beauty will fade and the riches will flee. Wages will dwindle, prices will double, and nothing is as I would wish it. Of the sea.
as they swept over me. Alas, was no dream ahead, I behold it. I see I am helpless by fate to avert. She laid down her broom, her apron she folded, she lay down and died and was buried in dirt.
Turned the vacuum cleaner off. The Housewife's Lament. Well, that's about the most miserable song on the album. Our featured album today, Her by Design by Jen Butterworth. That song was copied from the diary of Mrs. Sarah Price from Illinois. These are the words of Peggy Seeger, because she recorded it in 1968. Peggy Seeger says, she had seven children and lost them all. Some of her sons were killed in the American Civil War. So this version of this song can be dated from the mid-19th century. It sounds like a composed song written in the United States and Ireland, perhaps, although the tradition is that of Irish topical ballads. It's variously titled Life is a Toil and The Housekeeper Lament. But there we have The Housewife's Lament on the featured album today. Next one is also much recorded. This version we'll hear from the combination who, well, most of whom, went on to form the Bothy Band. It's on an album by Mick Hanley and Mihal O'Donnell called Celtic Folk Weave. The song is The Hills of Grainmore. And featuring on this album, we've got Liam O'Flynn, Donald Lunny, Matt Malloy, Tommy Peoples and Trina O'Donnell, who indeed were all later in the Bothy Band. So this was recorded in the early 1970s, The Hills of Grainmore.
On last Saturday morning, our horns they did blow to the green hills of Tass, our huntsmen did go for to meet the bold sportsmen from round Keady Town. On love the sport better than the boys from Maydown. And when we arrived, they were all standing there, so we took to the green fields in search of a hare. We did not go far when someone gave a cheer. Over high hills and valleys, this bush she did steer. With our dogs all abreast and the big mountain hare, and the sweet charming music it rang through the air. Straight for the Black Bank for to try them once more, and it was her last sight round the hills of Grainmore. And as we trailed on to where puss she did lie, she sprang to her feet for to bid them goodbye. Their music it ceased and a cry we could hear, saying bad luck to the boys, brought you Maydown dogs here. Thank you.
for 'tis all done. No more through the green fields of Katy I'll run. Her feet in the glen on the long winter's night, or go home to my den when it's breaking daylight. I blame MacMahon for bringing Hoyle here. He's been at the same caper for many a long year. Every Saturday and Sunday never give dawn, with a pack of strange dogs round the hills of Greymoor. Don't cry.
Paul Simon, of course. A song called The Boy in the Bubble from a wonderful album called Graceland. And before that, The Hills of Grain Moor, an album by Mick Hanley and Michal O'Donnell called Celtic Folk Weave, with musicians, many musicians, who went on to form the Bothy Band back in the 1970s. Next on Come All Ye, a track from the Toulouse region of France. This is a Brawl, B-R-A-N-L-E, Brawl, dance music from a group called Clicker Droner. Tune called Lolada, a Brawl, from the group. Go away. Clicker Droner is the name of the group. And we're getting close to the end. We've got a way to go yet, but time for only one more from the featured album, then a few more other bits and pieces before we go. This is a song that was written in the 1860s by a couple of Americans, Joseph Edwards Carpenter and William Thomas Wrighton. It's a song called Her Bright Smile Haunts Me Still. This is Jen Butterworth. Her bright smile. Very carefully produced album, this one. Today's featured album called Her by Design. Jen Butterworth is a record producer as well as a performer, and she is also an educator, if you know what I mean. She teaches at the Royal Conservatoire in the traditional music department and does all sorts of other things as well. So it's an album that offers quite a lot. And as I said earlier, she's a great collaborator. And there are lots of great musicians on here helping her get the music to you. And I hope you've enjoyed it. Here's somebody who also collaborates quite a lot. His name's Paul Kelly.
Something's frying on the floor below. I'm leaning out, my window. Sky's on fire, the streets all aglow. Somebody's singing to the radio. I would jump from the 16th floor if I only could get next to you. Put my head in a lion's jaw if I only could get next to you. I'm walking the floor, I'm climbing the wall. Wake up from dreaming, that's when I fall. I would jump from the 16th floor if I only could get next to you. Put my head in a lion's jaw if I only could get next to you. Take a ride on a wrecking ball, yes I would, darling. Every day I speak your name. If I had wings, I'd fly. You're not here to hold me. I would jump from the 16th floor.
16th floor.
Put my head in a lion's jaw.
Lion's jaw. Mm.
I'd walk on burning.
Chant your all rhymes about Bull Robin Hood, his feats I do little admire. I'll sing the achievements of General Ludd, now the hero of Nottinghamshire. Brave Ludd was to measure of violence unused, till his sufferings became so severe, that at last to defend his own interests he roused, and for the great fight did prepare. The guilty may fear, but no vengeance he aims at the honest man's life or estate. His wrath is entirely confined to white frames and to those that all prices abate. Those engines of mischief were sentenced to die by unanimous vote of the trade. And Ludd, who can all opposition defy, was the grand executioner made. And when in the work he destruction employs, himself to no method confined, by fire and by water he gets them destroyed, for the elements aid his designs. Whether guarded by soldiers along the highway, or closely secured in a room, he shivers them up by night and by day, and nothing can soften their doom. He may censure great Lud's disrespect for the laws, who ne'er for a moment reflect that foul imposition alone was the cause which produced these unhappy effects. Let the haughty, the humble no longer oppress, then shall Lud sheath his conquering sword. His grievances instantly meet with redress, then peace shall be quickly restored. Let the wise and the great lend their aid and advice, nor e'er their assistance withdraw, till full-fashioned work at the old-fashioned price is established by custom and law. Then the trade, when this arduous contest is all, shall raise in full splendor its head, and culting and cutting and squaring no more shall deprive honest workers of bread.
Well, a song about Ned Lud from the group Chumbawamba, who were a sort of post-punk folk group. And before that, of course, Paul Kelly and a song from the 16th Floor. That's all I have for you today, folks. We're almost out of time. We're just hearing a little bit of The Mummer's March from Jerry O'Connor and Enya Na'ulahon. Jerry O'Connor playing fiddle and Enya Na'ulahon flute and whistle. Flute, I think, on this track. So The Mummer's March, they'll go into Bog and Lochan. Song, a tune about the water ouzel, which is a bird. Then Rosebuds in Summer and Launching the Boat. So we've got this march, then a highland and some reels from Jerry O'Connor and Enya Na'ulahon. Have a good time until we meet again. You've been listening to Come Aldy. I'm Bruce Cameron. Bye now. Thank you. You've been listening to Come All Ye, produced and presented by me, Bruce Cameron, 2MCE FM, community radio in Bathurst, New South Wales. 2MCE is a community service of Charles Sturt University. Visit 2mce.org for more information about the station. The website comeallye.com has program playlists and a link to take you directly to lots of podcasts of the program.